This is Good Food on the Road. I'm Evan Kleiman. We're recalling some of our favorite pieces that the late food critic Jonathan Gold wrote. This week, I'm talking to Zach Brooks. He's the general manager of Smorgasburg LA. So what is your choice?
It is vespertine.
So I have to say, given that aside from being the general manager of Smorgasburg LA, you've been Midtown Lunch forever, the idea that you would pick vespertine for me is just completely fascinating. Why?
In some ways, that's a very Jonathan thing to do also, because obviously people are going to talk about his prose and how poetic he was and his writing. You know, he was a champion for all these farther afield restaurants. And obviously, you know, those are some of people's favorite reviews. But I don't know, this review to me was so much of what I'm going to miss about Jonathan and what LA really needs, like in a food critic.
Okay, so you brought an excerpt to read.
Yes. I would say that a meal at Vespertine is mandatory for a certain kind of diner, but mandatory in the way that the James Turrell show at LACMA a couple years ago was mandatory, or Berg's Wozzeck, or the current season of Twin Peaks. It's not dinner. It's Gesamtkunstwerk. I don't even know how to pronounce this word.
Gesamtkunstwerk.
And I don't know what it means either. And I remember reading it and I had to go and look it up to see what it meant. I also don't know what any of those other references are except for Twin Peaks. And I saw the Twin Peaks thing and I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I'm in. Okay. Like, I'll eat at this restaurant. This seems like something for me. And that was the way it was with so many of Jonathan's references, right? Like, he knew so much more than just about food, every aspect of culture.
I know that you also wanted to talk a bit about the 101, that he named Vespertine number one.
Yes.
In the 101 list.
Yes. And it's not like you read his review of Vespertine and think Jonathan's writing about what he thinks is the best restaurant he's ever eaten at. And to me, that was another thing that I loved about Jonathan. I feel like he really thought about everything he did, and he understood what kind of effect it would have on the restaurants and the chefs and diners themselves. And he acted as this balancing agent to so much of the other
noise
in the LA food world and in LA itself, and the way people write about restaurants and talk about restaurants. You know, naming Vespertine number one had nothing to do with saying that Vespertine is a better restaurant than Providence, say, which had been the number one on the list for 4 or 5 years running. It was basically to announce to all the people who had been going in the completely opposite direction and saying that this restaurant is, you know, overpriced and crazy and nonsense and whatever. It was to balance all that out by saying, this place is important. It's important to LA. He did that with the 101 every year, and it was my joy to go pick that list apart, not whether I agreed or disagreed, but just to try to get into his brain and try to understand like what he was thinking when he made each one of those decisions, because you knew that he cared about it and pored over it and put a lot of thought into it, which I think is something that we're going to miss.
Thank you so much, Zach.
You're not going to ask me if I went to eat at Vespertine after reading the review?
So did you ever go to Vespertine?
No, of course not. Who can afford that restaurant? Like, I want to, and I have his review. I can go back to that always.
That's Zach Brooks. We've been talking about the late Jonathan Gold's 2017 review of Vespertine. You can join us in remembering Jonathan Gold's words. Just text the words good food to 69866 to get these reflections as they're released.